Hi, everybody. Welcome back to another awesome episode of OEM TV. My name is Gavin Bowman. I'm a technical evangelist for Microsoft, and I'm based over in, right now, surprisingly sunny Boston. I'm joined here with Jeff Gazier from Asus. He's in technical marketing. Jeff, where are you based?
I'm in North Vancouver, where it is seasonably rainy. So I'm a little bit jealous of the weather you've got there.
Oh, I'm sorry. You promise, like, we need it this day. We need it today. Every day before and after this was and is going to be miserable. But that is not what we're here to talk about. We are not here to talk about my weather concerns and why I need to move out of Boston. We're here to talk about you guys' Zen lineup. So you got two products you're going to talk to me about today. The new Asus ZenBook UX305CA. And you guys' Zen All-in-One Pro 22401C. It's a lot of numbers there. Cool. So I guess we can go ahead and get started with the laptop, the ZenBook. I'm a big fan of the line. I actually am a proud owner of one of the earlier models of the ZenBook. You guys have been around, this line has been around for a while, right? Since about 2011, and you guys have just been iterating on top of it. So can you tell me what about this ZenBook should make me upgrade from my circa 2012 edition?
Yeah, I mean, with the Zen line, we're trying to build a premium machine, so a thin, light machine that you can carry around easily, that has enough power for what you need, but we don't want to make compromises while we're doing that. Some other companies, you know, you make a thin, light machine, they take a lot off the machine. We don't want to give you less just because we're giving you a smaller machine, and we also don't want to charge you an arm and a leg for it as well. So the UX305CA is kind of what I call a sweet spot ultra-portable, which has the best of sort of portability, performance, and pricing for what most people actually need for a laptop. So it's in the same class as the MacBook, but we actually give you more features and for hundreds less. And one of the big things with us is doing a thin chassis, but not compromising when we do it. So this thing is only 12 millimeters thick and 3 pounds. But unlike the MacBook, it actually has ports in it. Three USB, so you can connect a mouse, a thumb drive, other peripherals all at the same time. One of those ports is fast charging support for smartphones, so you can top up your smartphone a lot quicker. We've also got a micro HDMI connector in there if you want to connect a projector or a TV or even a secondary monitor. And we've got a full-size SD slot, so you can quickly transfer files from digital cameras. So you get a full complement of ports on an ultra-thin system where the alternative is, you know, you've got a MacBook with a single Type-C connector and that's it. And
right.
I love Type-C. But there are hardly any compatible devices right now. I mean, you need an adapter even to plug in most thumb drives, which isn't terribly convenient. And, you know, you can get adapters that allow you to attach other ports and other things. But once you start having these adapters with a thin and light system, you're kind of defeating the purpose of having a thin and light notebook in the first place.
Exactly.
So UX305, you know, right out of the box with no other accessories, gives you a lot more connectivity and you can do a lot more with the machine, you know, and it's fresh out of the box state.
Awesome. Well, that's great to know. You're right. If I'm in the market for a really small, ultra-portable, sleek, slim device, I don't want to have to worry about a dongle that effectively turns my computer into a squid. Also, I'd like to be able to put in a flash drive and charge my laptop at the same time, so I'm glad you guys have that option. So a huge concern with people on the go, right? This really seems to be targeted for that person who needs to be productive, you know, obviously wants that full, you know, laptop experience, you know, no compromise on power. So what's the battery life? Like, how long can I go running around the city with this thing?
So we say up to 10 hours. Realistically, 8 to 10 hours is easy on this machine if you're using it in a normal setting. So you can get through a full workday on it. And a lot of that is thanks to the Core M processor that we're using. We've got Intel's latest 6th generation version of this chip. And it's kind of a tweener chip in between the Atom processors that you'll find on lower-end netbooks and the higher-end Core processors that you'll find on Ultrabooks. And the low power profile lets us, you know, reach that incredible battery life. It also lets us use fanless cooling. So the machine has no fans at all. It's completely silent. It barely gets warm on your lap. So you can sit, you know, and work with this thing all day on your lap and barely notice that it's there. You know, it's not the absolute fastest chip in the lineup, but for sort of 90% of people and what most people do with their system, whether it's web surfing, social media, you know, working with office apps, even light photo and video editing, it's absolutely fast enough for those things. And you can even play a few games. You want to stick to sort of more casual titles. You're not going to be playing Call of Duty on this thing. But there are a lot of sort of more casual Steam games and things that you can actually play on this. And still enjoy that incredible battery life and the portability and sort of the silent passive cooling that we've got integrated.
Sweet. No, I love the idea of a fanless, silent design, right? I hate feeling like I'm going to wake up my neighbor, you know, sitting on an airplane with me with the fans from my laptop. So my next question for you goes into, obviously, this is a great productivity and portable machine, but for things like media watching, right? I've got that great battery life. I've got this, you know, awesome little Core M processor that's smart on battery life. But in terms of like media watching, do I have full HD? Do I have like wide viewing angles? I know Asus is known for that with their laptops.
Yeah, this has a really nice screen. It's a 13.3-inch display. It's an IPS panel, so that's what gives you those wide viewing angles without any kind of the washed-out colors that you find at off angles. This is actually really important for laptops, too, because if the tilt is not set, you know, just right on on an IPS display, you have a lot more freedom to, you know, have sort of an off-center viewing angle vertically. We've also got an anti-glare coating on there as well, so that cuts down on reflections, your surrounding environment. And we've got 1080p resolution on the base model, so it's perfect for HD movies. It gives you the native resolution, so you're not going to get black bars or anything when you're watching stuff. And we also have an optional QHD Plus touchscreen for this, which is a 3200 by 1800 resolution. So that's almost three times the number of pixels on the 1080p display. If you want a really, really sharp picture for, and maybe you work with a lot of images or want to watch, you know, ultra HD movies. I can't quite go full resolution for 4K, but you can get pretty close with the QHD Plus screen.
Awesome. Yeah, or maybe you just like, you know, seeing that, you know, you've got a lot of numbers on your resolution, right? Maybe the higher numbers make you feel better about yourself, right? And turn that
people do like higher numbers. It's sort of the law of computing, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm one of those guys. I'm shameless, and I can say that I'm one of those guys. I show it off to my classmates back when I was in college. Watch when I turn scaling off. Look how tiny everything is. yeah, I'm that guy. Great. So I'm going to go into now another, you know, concern for, you know, people who are really interested in ultra portables, outdoor use. The glare from outside, just the level of brightness that I can catch at noon on, you know, pretty much any given day. Is this machine bright enough so I can use it out in the park on a Wednesday?
It's bright enough. Part of that is also the anti-glare coating on the screen allows you to get away with less brightness. You're not fighting against those reflections in the screen. So you can absolutely use it outdoors. And a lot of that comes down to the anti-glare coating that we've got on the screen. But it's also bright enough, too. I mean, you probably don't want to go, you know, in a worst-case scenario with the sun at your back in the middle of the day with no shade at all. You know, there's still some limits to what LCD technology can do. But I've used this outside, and it's great.
Awesome. And these devices come shipped with the premier operating system of this generation, Windows 10?
Yeah, they've got Windows 10 pre-installed. It's my favorite operating system. I've been running it for a while now on, you know, multiple machines at home. So they're both preloaded. This and the Zen All-in-One are both preloaded with Windows 10.
Awesome. Good to know. So another thing is just price point, right? I can get a device that does, you know, pretty much similar things in a similar form factor for a significantly more expensive price margin with like a MacBook, right? It seems like that's this, you know, product's answer. So what price does this, does the ZenBook start at? What can I be expecting to, you know, take from my bank account and go to Best Buy and just blow?
Not as much as you probably expect. So the base model is $699, And it's $100 more if you want the QHD Plus touchscreen. Now, both of those systems have 8 gigs of RAM come standard, and you get a 256 gig SSD. So you've got, you know, sort of enough there for smooth multitasking, you know, quick boot and load times. And, you know, $700 for a system with a 1080p IPS display, 8 gigs of RAM, 256 SSD. I recommend that system to people all the time because most people only need that much power. And they look at something like the MacBook, which is, you know, $1,200+, and think that thin and light systems have to cost, you know, an arm and leg. But the UX305 is really designed to bring that class of system down to a more affordable price point where everybody can afford it.
Awesome, awesome. That's good to know. Yeah, one thing Asus does seem to be really good at is like hitting that perfect price point to feature ratio. It's you guys are really great with that. So I'm going to go ahead and jump at one of my biggest concerns whenever I'm thinking about purchasing a new device, whether it be for, you know, my desktop home usage or just on the go. The keyboard. How is the keyboard on this thing?
You know, I'm with you on this because I have a writing background, so I'm really sensitive about keyboards. And honestly, a lot of the keyboards in these really thin systems aren't very good. It's hard to make a keyboard that feels good that's really thin as well. But this keyboard has a great solid feel. There's none of that mushiness that you get on some notebook keyboards. I've actually done a lot of writing on the UX305 that I've been kind of testing in preparation for this appearance. And
nice.
It's one of the better keyboards that we've done. So it feels really great. We've also got a huge touchpad underneath it. So if you aren't using it with a mouse, say you're cramped on a plane or something, it's actually really good just from a general input perspective. And then with the QHD Plus, we have the touchscreen to it as well.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. So the QHD Plus comes with a touchscreen and the standard HD model doesn't. Okay. Awesome. Well, that's a great selling point, bar none. And so, again, this thing seems to have all the other bells and whistles, right? I've got Bluetooth. I've got a front-facing, you know, HD camera, the whole nine yards for anything I'd need if I were to. So if I wanted to learn more about this, where could I go?
Should I harass
you directly?
Oh, okay. Yeah, we've also got a MyZen site as well, myzen.asus.com, which is sort of a blog dedicated to Zen-based products, so you can learn more about it there as well.
Sweet, sweet. Good to know. So that seems like we've, you know, pretty much talked about all the great things about the ZenBook. So let's go ahead to a machine that is after my own heart, the Asus Zen All-in-One Pro, and that is the 22401C model. Did I get that right?
Z240. Yeah, the model number.
Oh, it's a Z, not a 2. It's a Z241C. Okay. Cool. So, let's just talk about this. Why all-in-one in the first place? Why is that even? It seems to be a bigger market now. So why would I care about one?
There's something nice about having a fully integrated system. You basically got a single device. You're not worried about cables in between your monitor and your desktop tower. You know, this one includes a wireless keyboard and mouse, so you don't even have cables there. So it's really about having a very clean appearance and also something with a really small footprint because everything is integrated basically on the back of the display. You don't have to worry about where am I going to put this tower. You can fit it into a much smaller space. Efficiently. It's really great for an around-the-house PC. I've seen a lot of them in, you know, kitchens or shared family rooms where you kind of tuck it into a corner. It's not necessarily on a big desk. And then even on a big desk or in a working environment, it takes up so little desk space that you can fit a lot of stuff around it as well. You know, I tend to have papers and all sorts of stuff strewn over my desk, so it does leave you more room to kind of be messy and spread other things out.
Desk space, what is that? I'm familiar with that. Awesome, awesome. So, yeah, sorry, guys, I had to move because, you know, the sun just decided that I don't need to see. And that's okay. That's what the sun decided to do, and we're just going to move on. So, desk space and cable management. That seems like nirvana of personal computing right now. I personally don't want to tell you what my desk looks like. It's like a jungle gym of wires. Great. So yeah, I totally see the use case for it, for having an all-in-one. It's great. So what would be one of the biggest differentiators with this model? I see there's a dedicated GPU, which is awesome. I see that there's you can configure up to a Core i7 processor and all the bells.
Yeah, I mean, we went kind of all out on the hardware for this one. So on the CPU side, we've got Intel's latest sixth generation chips, including the Core i7. So it gives you quad cores, hyper threading, great performance basically for anything you want to throw at it, whether it's, you know, photo editing or video rendering or even 3D rendering, in addition to, you know, basic web surfing and kind of the less demanding things that most people do on a day-to-day basis. And then on the graphics side, we put a dedicated GPU in here because I want you to be able to play games when you're done work, basically. I mean, it's harder to make a rational kind of productivity-based case for the GPU, even though it can accelerate things like Photoshop. But it's basically there so you can play games. And what's nice on this one is we've got a GTX 960M graphics chip. It's not really enough for super hardcore gamers. You know, if you want to play Grand Theft Auto 5 with all the details turned up at 4K resolution, you know, it's not going to be fast enough for that. Games like Counter-Strike, League of Legends, they'll run at 4K resolution with all the details turned up, and they look fantastic on the display. And then even for AAA games like Grand Theft Auto or Project Cars or The Witcher, you can play those games as well. You just kind of have to scale back the resolution to 1080p, turn some of the details down a little bit, but you still get a really good gaming experience because we have this dedicated graphics chip that's there.
Totally understood. Yeah, that seems awesome. This sucker, from the looks of it, is super slim. How much does this thing weigh? If I could ask.
I can't tell you off the top of my head because I usually don't pay attention to the weight of all-in-one systems. But it's very thin. It actually tapers to, I think, about 6 millimeters at the very edges.
Oh my gosh.
And it's an incredibly thin machine, and the engineering required to kind of squeeze everything into that chassis is really actually pretty impressive.
It is definitely. Now it's also really just aesthetically appealing. It's got the very iconic Zen line that you guys have been just pushing with this lineup. It's it really falls into that, and I like that. I see there's two models. There's one for Ultra HD, and there's one for Full HD. Are these guys touchscreen?
We have a couple of display options on this one. So the flagship is the 4K display option. That does have a touchscreen. And then the lower-end models have a 1080p display that actually isn't touch-optimized. So you want to...
Oh, okay.
Well, you probably want the 4K anyway, so you'll get the touch.
Right, in
that.
General, why not, right? It's worth it. Just do that. Just go 4K. totally understood.
We also had... You know, visuals are important. We also wanted to have the sound kind of back those up and not be a disappointment after how good the display looks. This has six integrated speakers.
Whoa.
So yeah, it's surprisingly good sound for such a thin machine.
Sweet. So it's got this all-encompassing sound to go with this stunning visual aspect. That is awesome. And it comes with, like you said before, its own wireless Zen keyboard and mouse, which is great. So I'm going to ask you again, storage options, what do I have? It seems like a machine this slim. I feel a little limited, so ease my worries a little bit, if you can.
Yeah, well, again, it comes into we want to have balanced systems. So we don't want to, you know, go all out on the CPU and the display and the GPU, but then have slow storage in the system. So the top model for this actually has a 512 gig SSD with a PCI Express 3.0 x4 interface. It's one of these little M.2 drives. So basically the fastest SSD that you can get out there, you can get in the Zen All-in-One Pro. The drive is more than four times faster than a typical serial ATA drive. And it's not actually available just on its own. In the top model, we have a dual drive configuration where you get this super fast SSD and you get a 1 terabyte hard drive as well. So that lets you segment things intelligently. You want to have all your apps and your games and your OS on the really fast SSD. And then you can have the data that you don't access as frequently or need to access as quickly, stuff like media archives or backups or miscellaneous downloads. You can put all those on the hard drive to leave more room on the SSD for the stuff that you really want to be fast.
That is awesome.
And that's for the top model. Even on the base model in North America, we use a hybrid hard drive. You know, a lot of systems you'll find, even a lot of all-in-ones, just ship with a standard hard drive that doesn't really give you any of the benefits of flash memory. But what the hybrid does is has this sort of mini SSD on the drive itself that it intelligently caches information in based on your usage pattern. So it will give you a performance boost, especially with faster load times for the things that you load most frequently.
I love that. I love that concept. You determine what I use most and make that faster for me. And I don't want to have anything to do with it. I just want it to work. I love that. So how does this compare to, say, you know, other popular all-in-ones? Like I know the iMac is a really popular in-home desktop thing. And, you know, you see a lot of creative professionals using it for Photoshop and things of that nature. So it seems like all the components are there. But if I wanted to do, you know, hardcore photo editing, can I do that on this machine?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's very comparable in some aspects in terms of the processors. We have discrete graphics, whereas the new iMac doesn't. That's a very big differentiating point. That's not so much going to help your productivity in Photoshop. I mean, it will a little bit, but that's really mostly for being able to play games when you're done with Photoshop and want to have a little bit of fun. We've also got on this one a Type-C connector in the back. This is a reversible connector for the new USB interface. And it's actually tied to USB 3.1 Gen 2, which is a really awkward way of saying that this is the faster version of USB 3.1 that has double the performance of USB 3.0. It's actually so fast that it's actually difficult to find drives that can actually maximize the performance of the port that we've got on the back. But it's great for, you know, professionals who are doing, let's say, photo or video editing and need to pass around really large files. The higher transfer rate can be really beneficial for that. And another thing that we've got on here that you don't find on a lot of all-in-one systems is a RealSense 3D camera. So this is basically a traditional webcam that's paired with a depth sensing camera that allows you to do all sorts of cool stuff. One of them is it supports Windows Hello facial login, which is a secure biometric authentication scheme that's built into Windows 10. Basically lets you sit down and look at your computer, and the camera will recognize your face, do some processing, verify that it's you, and then log you in. Basically, you don't even have to touch the keyboard. They're never going to forget your password. So it's a really cool login system that worked right out of the box. And there's also a lot of interesting other things that you can do with this depth camera that's integrated into the webcam. You can do sort of green screen effects, so if you want to superimpose yourself over a more exciting background than the one that I've got back here, you can do that. It also supports motion control for games and apps, so if you want to, you know, control games or applications by waving your hands or making certain gestures, you can do that as well. For developers, there's an SDK that you can get right now on Intel's RealSense site that lets you play around with these things yourself, and I'm actually really excited to see what people do with this depth sensing capability, because it's starting to appear on more and more systems right now.
Yeah, definitely. I am starting to see a whole lot more of it. You know, I'm going to come out there and say that, you know, we were kind of pioneers of that with our Kinect. I'm kidding, of course. But yeah, definitely. So I get all of these bells and whistles. I get a depth sensing camera that allows me to log in with my face. That's epic. And these devices also ship with Windows 10. Yes, I've got all the benefits of Cortana and everything in my desktop. And so what about other software that you guys may offer, ASUS-specific software?
We actually try not to load the system down with too much ASUS-specific software. You know,
it's wonderful. Actually
and you can
that
get this
was the answer I wanted.
You can get this at the Microsoft Store, where you can get a Signature Edition version as well that basically just has Windows 10 on it. So we know I'm not a big fan of bloatware. I know a lot of people... You know, people know what applications they like and they want to use, and, you know, we think people should be able to, you know, just get a standard system with Windows on it and then load it up with the applications they want to use. So if you want one of those, the Signature Editions are available at the Microsoft Store.
Awesome. So, yeah, this seems like a really perfect, you know, obviously it's an all-in-one, but it also seems like an all-around, oh, that's a horrible pun, all-around system for, you know, things like productivity or just to have as a family device as well. So, yeah, I'm loving it. And again, if anyone wanted to find out more about this, we can just head over to you guys' site.
Yep, head over to asus.com and also on myzen.asus.com. We've got a couple of posts on this specific system, one that explains the difference between the various models, because there are a number of different configurations, and then one that just gives the full rundown of the product itself.
Awesome, sweet. Well, Jeff, I'm in love with it, and I think we've covered, you know, all the basics around it, and we've really done a good job of like convincing people to go and check it out. So thank you so much for joining me today. Again, guys, my name is Gavin. This is OEM TV. You guys have a great one. In an awkward wave goodbye now.
Thanks for having me. I'll give you one of those as well.